This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, October 19th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Time for McHenry. Organic, urban, ag get farm bill push. CBP's hot peppers. Jordan opponents dig in. Could the third time be the charm for Jim Jordan? The House could vote again as soon as this afternoon on Jordan's bid for the speakership. But Jordan's vote total dropped to 199 yesterday, down from the 200 on Tuesday, far short of the 217 he needs. And all the indications so far are that opposition to Jordan is pretty dug in and could even grow. I think the votes are just hardening, and it's going to get worse from here if it keeps going. That Washington Representative Dan Newhouse, he's a farm district Republican who supports Jordan, speaking after the Wednesday balloting. A leading Jordan critic, Representative Steve Womack of Arkansas, said the problem for Jordan is that his opponents aren't looking to make a deal with him, but rather are voting against him on principle. Jordan, for his part, said he had a complete cross-section of the GOP conference supporting him and would keep talking to others. Noteworthy, two GOP members of the House Ag Committee, Don Bacon of Nebraska and Lori Chavez de Remmer of Oregon, continued to oppose Jordan yesterday, while committee member Doug LaMalfa of California switched to support him yesterday, something LaMalfa had said he would do. The big question, well, if Jordan doesn't turn things around, will the House consider empowering Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry of North Carolina to begin legislative action, a move sure to anger hardline GOP conservatives? GOP Representative David Valadao, who represents a swing district in California's Central Valley, has supported Jordan through two votes, but he's now calling for empowering McHenry. One problem with the McHenry solution, Womack says Democrats probably wouldn't go along with empowering McHenry unless there's agreement to fund the government at the levels in the debt ceiling agreement. Lawmakers unveil more farm bill proposals. The House GOP leadership turmoil isn't stopping lawmakers from bringing out new proposals for the next farm bill. Organic Ag. The Continuous Improvement and Accountability in Organic Standards Act would require USDA to request public input on organic standards every 5 years in consultation with the National Organic Standards Board. The bill's sponsors include Newhouse and Valadao, as well as Democrats Jimmy Panetta and Salud Carbajal of California and Shelley Pingree of Maine. Groups supporting the bill include the International Fresh Produce Association, Organic Trade Association, and Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance. For Urban Ag, House Ag Democrats Chantel Brown of Ohio and Alma Adams of North Carolina proposing to expand USDA services for urban producers and collect more urban agriculture data. The Supporting Urban and Innovative Farming Act would, among other things, fund research on controlled environment agriculture and direct the National Agriculture Statistics Service to conduct a census for urban and indoor agricultural production. The bill would also provide mandatory funding to the USDA's Office of Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA affirms rural development grants and loans for broadband. U.S. Department of Agriculture has affirmed a rule allowing recipients of rural development grants and loans to use 10% of the proceeds to build broadband infrastructure. The rule allows construction of the infrastructure, quote, in areas not served by the minimum acceptable level of broadband service. USDA said after it published the rule in September 2020, it received 8 comments and support. A couple of comments wanted the 10% increase to 15%, but the USDA said 10% was specified in the 2018 Farm Bill. Brazil corn falls as soybeans rise. Brazilian farmers will be planting and exporting more soybeans for the 23-24 marketing year, while numbers decline for corn, that according to a new analysis from the University of Illinois. Brazilian farmers are still in the early stages of planting this year's crop, and they won't begin planting the country's largest corn crop, the second of three, the safrinha, until January. But the Illinois researchers and professors say new data shows what's to come. Brazil's soy acres are expected to rise to 112 million, while total corn acreage will drop to 52 million. Brazil's soybean prices are at their lowest levels since before the pandemic, yet farmers continue expanding their growing areas, according to the authors. Customs finds hot stash hiding in Mexican peppers. Customs officials discovered last week that the cargo in a truck arriving at the Far International Bridge in Texas was far hotter than just the jalapeno peppers listed in the manifest. Some 1,200 pounds of methamphetamine were hidden in the produce, that according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The 9,426 packages of the drug were valued at about $11 million. Our CBP officers continue to stop massive amounts of narcotics at our cargo facility while facilitating lawful trade entering the country, said CBP Port Director Carlos Rodriguez. Here's today's He Said It. I've heard references to some of the tactics that are being employed as House of Cards level stuff. It's more like House of Shards because it's real. It's destructive, and it's dividing the Republican conference. We don't need it. That Representative Steve Womack, a House Appropriations Subcommittee chairman, an Arkansas Republican who is opposed to Jim Jordan becoming House Speaker. Womack was referring to the pressure being put on Jordan critics. Representative Marionette Miller Meeks of Iowa announced yesterday evening that she had received credible death threats after switching her vote from Jordan. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, October 19th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.